Today in history, in 1504, Michelangelo's marble statue of David was unveiled in Florence, Italy. Also in 1930, the Blondie comic strip appeared in the comic pages for the first time, created by cartoonist Chick Young. The comic strip originally portrayed Blondie as a jazz-age flapper and Dagwood as a carefree playboy. And in 1935, Louisiana Senator Huey Long was shot in the corridor of the state capitol. He died 2 days later at the age of 42. Also on this day in 1974, President Gerald Ford pardoned former President Nixon for any crimes he may have committed or participated in while in office. Ford explained his action as an attempt to end national divisions that were created by the Watergate break-in. Also in 1986, the Oprah Winfrey Show was broadcast nationally for the first time on this day, September 8th. And finally, our morning devotion from Bob Goff's Live in Grace, Walk in Love for September 8th. Today titled, We're Invited Because We're Loved, Not Because We Measure Up. Jeremiah 31:3 says, I have loved you with an everlasting love. I have drawn you with unfailing kindness. Goff says, we all doubt God's love for us from time to time. We know ourselves. We know the times we've lost our temper and the mistakes we've made. Since we know God witnesses every moment of our lives, we fear he doesn't love us as much as he would if we were the kind of people who prayed more, the kind of people who didn't have to apologize so much. Goff says, do you ever stop to interview the voices telling you God would love you more if you were better behaved? Find out where the voices came from, because they didn't come from Jesus. When we read about the people Jesus hung out with and the way he loved them through all their failures, we see grace and forgiveness. Goff says, even when disciples asked if they should call fire down from heaven to destroy people who didn't welcome Jesus, he just corrected their crazy idea and then moved on to a new town to make new friends. Goff says, despite all the ways Jesus' friends got it wrong, they were still his people. They were called because they were loved. They were invited because they were wanted. Their value wasn't dependent upon their behavior or performance, but in their identity as children of God. The same applies to us. Final paragraph. Our worth isn't tied to our performance. It's tied to Jesus. That truth keeps us humble when we're flying high, and it lifts us up when we've hit a low. Just like the disciples, we're called because we're loved, and we're invited because we're wanted. Today's closing question. What is love inviting you to today? What is love inviting you to today? It's the WIB Wake Up Show on WWIB, where we are family. And good word there from Bob Goff this morning. Birthday Bob. You never know when that guy's going to land a plane. Yeah, there it is. And so for today, September 8th, yes, it's there for Laura Hill, a birthday. And Bob says, I think submitted today, but I think it's the birthday was yesterday. And Bob says, a mother of three and an amazing sister in the Lord, wishing you an amazing birthday, Laura. Thank you for always being an encouragement. Well, it's really nice. I have company in studio when our intern Grace Triplett is here, a homeschooled high school senior. Good morning.
Good morning.
We've got a great promise of the day from 365promises.com, Barry Adams. It's Ephesians 2:4-5. He paraphrases it this way. I made you alive in Jesus simply because I love you. And I'm like, we don't read the Devo of this every day, but I'm like, that was so good. Let's tackle it. So you and I together start us off.
Today's promise is the very core of the gospel message.
Because Father God is rich in mercy.
He has loved us with an immeasurable love.
He has set a value on each one of our lives that is beyond our comprehension.
In his great kindness, God saw fit to make us alive in Jesus Christ, even when we were his enemies, dead in our sins.
By the unmerited favor of our God and Father, and by the sacrifice of our Savior and Lord Jesus Christ, we are saved from any form of separation from the Godhead.
The motivation for such a great salvation is simply God's love for us.
We don't know why he decided to love us and sacrifice all that he had to gain our love. We just know that he does.
I pray that not one of us will miss this incredible simplicity of God's heart for humanity.
His motivation to save us was rooted in his love and great mercy, period.
He is not looking for servants, but sons and daughters.
Mm. That is why Jesus died for each one of us.
So that we all could be a part of his family.
May this scripture promise cause us, let me try that again. May this scripture promise cause us all to be in awe of the salvation so freely given to each of us. So read it one more time, the verse that was paraphrased at the top, Ephesians 2, 4, and 5. If you scroll up, do you have it?
But God, being rich in mercy for his great love with which he loved us, even when we are dead through our trespasses, he made us alive together with Christ. By grace you have been saved.
There we go. Our promise of the day and the Devo that goes with it here on WWIB.
Well, debt is a very difficult thing, and school lunch debt is something that just shouldn't be a thing. And so we hear from time to time about people paying off kids' school lunch debt so that no child will have to go through that or have that difficulty or that shame or embarrassment, helping out the parents who might be struggling. This is one of those stories, but I think where the money came from is what really makes it special.
Yeah, in a heartwarming move, inmates at Norton Correctional Facility in Kansas have raised over $4,000 to help pay off school lunch debt for local kids.
This is super cool. The prison residents, the inmates, pooled their personal funds after hearing that Norton Community Schools there in Kansas ended the last school year with over $6,000 in unpaid meal bills.
Wow, they collected $3,810 from their own accounts right there in the correctional facility, and with an additional $457 contributed by the Kansas Department of Correction staff, they presented a total of
$4,267 to the school district.
Wow.
And what's really neat about this is, again, a lot of times, maybe if you are in a correctional institution, you've made some very, very selfish choices, right? You've made some things about what will give me the most pleasure, what will give me short-term gratification. I'm going to do what I want, take what I want. And instead, we see these men and women, this correctional institution, saying, let me turn my focus outward. Let me look at others. And that shows me that, hey, they are having the right focus while they are behind bars and hopefully ready to reintegrate into society and become productive members of their community.
I could totally see that as a story that's closing out the national news. Maybe tonight. Who knows?
Tuesday Trivia returns on this day after Labor Day. Great to have you all with us here on the WIB Wake Up Show, WWIB. We are family. Caleb and Havel with you, and we have a great prize. Two Micon Cinemas movie passes. Go see a movie of your choice with a friend if you win our trivia contest. Again, if you haven't won from us in the past 30 days, go ahead and call 715-723-2555 to answer this question. If you're average, this will take you about 4.5 hours. If you're average, if you're typical, what will take you about 4.5 hours? 715-723-2555. Call in for your chance to win.
We have a caller. Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Hattie from Augusta.
All right, Hattie, what do you think?
Taxes.
Doing your taxes.
Ah, that's a great guess. Boy, there's been some fantastic. I didn't realize how many things could take about 4.5 hours. Could that be it for Hattie? Sorry.
It's not it. Thank you, Hattie. Call us back. 715-723-2555. If you're typical, what will take you about 4.5 hours?
Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Hi, this is Abby from Eau Claire.
All right, hi, Abby.
What do you think?
Is it average time spent online on social media?
Another great guess, yeah.
Now, is that per day or per week or per month?
Probably per day.
per
day, yeah. I think that's very reasonable, but not what we're looking for.
Sorry, thanks. Calls are coming in. Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Hi, this is Crystal from Jump River.
Hi, Crystal.
What do you think?
I'm just going to guess, like, raking and bagging the leaves in your yard.
Yeah,
sure.
We're coming up on that time, aren't we, Crystal? Could that be it, Caleb?
It is not, but all a right. Great guess.
All right, keep it coming at 723-2555. Who are we going to send to the movies for a pair of Micon movie tickets? Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
August from Altoona.
All right, what's your guess? Hello?
You're still there? If you're typical.
Fixing a toilet.
Fixing a toilet, you said?
Oh, yeah. Wow, that's different.
Yeah.
Fixing a toilet.
And now I think Mark and I might be atypical because we're like, probably would have no idea how to do that.
It would take us longer than four and a half hours. But
if you're typical, this will take you about 4.5 hours. It is at fixing the toilet, fixing the commode. It is not. Thank you for the call from Altoona.
All right, we'll take three more if you guys got it in you at 723-2555 for a pair of Micon movie tickets. Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Hi, Mark and Caleb. This is Linda from Chippewa.
Hi, hey, Linda. What's your guess?
Well, I don't know. Maybe doing just leisure activities throughout the day.
Okay.
All right. A day's worth of leisure activities.
Oh, just relaxing. Could that be what it is? Sorry, Linda. Two more tries on the board here. And, yeah, plenty of calls to draw from. Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Lindsay from Fall Creek.
All right, Lindsay, what do you think?
I think back to school shopping for your kids.
Ah, yeah.
Depending on how big they are, it could take more or less time than that.
Aga's kind of known for that, so that's in the rearview mirror. Might that be what we're throwing out, Caleb?
It could be, but it's not. Thank you for the call from Fall Creek, Lindsay, 715-723-2555. I think we're down to our last guess, right?
We are. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
This is Sherry calling from Whitehall.
Good to hear from our friend Sherry. What do you think in Whitehall today?
Well, I'm thinking it's your weekly shopping. You know, you stop at the grocery store, you stop at the hardware store, you do lots of stops.
Yeah.
Okay. Your weekly shopping
trip. 4.5 hours roughly. Could that be it? Sorry, Sherry.
Great guesses, though, everybody. Yeah. Again, well thought out. It's and very possible that these could be around 4.5 hours, just not what we're looking for specifically. So we'll give you another shot in 20-ish minutes or so. Tuesday Trivia, try number 3 here on the Wib Wake Up Show.
We've got a pair of MyCon movie tickets on the line.
So, 715-723-2555. If you haven't won from us in the past 30 days, go ahead and give us a call. If you're typical, this will take you about 4.5 hours. If you're typical, if you're average, what will take you about 4.5 hours? 715-723-2555 for a chance to win your way into the movies at MyCon.
People already think they know, so let's not hesitate. Let's go to the phones. Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Eddie from Augusta.
Eddie, batting leadoff. What do you think?
Tying your shoes.
Tying your shoes.
Tying your shoes.
Yeah, depending on how old you are, right?
Yeah, if you're very old or very young, it takes a little bit longer to tie your shoes. Is that it?
Could that be what it is? Sorry, Eddie.
Thank you for the call. 715-723-2555. If you are average, this will take you about 4.5 hours.
Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Hi, this is Sherry calling from Whitehall again. I'm going to try one more time.
Yep.
Is it doing your holiday baking?
Doing your holiday baking. Sure. I mean, depending, again, on how many different treats you are making. And, man, I'm excited for Christmas baking and Thanksgiving baking and all of that. Is that what we are looking for?
It's not.
It's not. But thank you, Sherry. And you feel free to call back as many times as you want.
Yeah, there's no limit on it. Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Ron, Fall Creek.
All right, Ron, what do you think?
Give birth to a baby.
Give birth to a baby. 4.5 hour labor. I think some ladies would be like, I would kill for only 4.5 hours of labor.
Yeah. Ron, that's not what it is, but thanks for trying here, trying to win those pair of MyCon movie tickets from us here at WWIB. Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Good morning. This is Beth from Elk Mound.
Hi, Beth.
Hey, Beth.
Hey, I was wondering if it was preparing a holiday meal.
Okay, sure.
Everything that goes into that, right? Yeah.
Yeah.
It takes a little bit of time in the kitchen.
Is that what it is?
It's not.
It's not. But thank you, Beth. 715-723-2555. Again, our question here for Tuesday Trivia on the Wib Wake Up Show. If you're typical, what will take you about 4.5 hours? If you're average, this will take you about 4.5 hours.
Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Good morning.
All right. We'll take 3 more guesses. Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
It's Linda again from Chippewa.
Hi, Linda.
Go ahead.
Well, I have a question for you. Is this per day or week?
This is the thing, Linda. You have to understand, on Tuesday Trivia, we don't give a dearth of information here. So
We're asking the question, Linda.
Okay, so I'm going to go with my first inclination.
Okay. Uh-huh.
I'm going to say going back and forth to work, driving.
All right, going back and forth to work.
Could be a long road trip. That's not it, sorry.
Thanks. You, Linda. Call us back.
Per week.
All right, going back and forth to work in a week. So commuting time in a week.
But that's still not it. Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Marianne from Eau Claire.
All right, Marianne, what's your guess?
Cleaning your house.
Cleaning your house. We had deep cleaning your house, but maybe this is just kind of your regular everyday cleaning or every week cleaning.
Yeah, that's not it either.
It is not. Not that you shouldn't clean your house.
No, you should.
Or make your kids do it.
Hey, one more guess. Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Hi, Deb from Fall Creek. How about 18 holes of golf?
That was guessed.
It has been guessed, yes. So do you have a backup guess, Deb from Fall Creek?
Just leisure activities in particular, then.
Okay. Right. Leisure activities.
Leisure
so not
activities.
Yeah, not golf, but just leisure activities, enjoying yourself.
That's not it either.
All right. Thank you, Deb. Appreciate a lot of calls from Fall Creek today. A lot of calls from all over the place for Tuesday trivia.
A lot of great guesses. Unfortunately, that's not it. So, again, we'll try tomorrow on Win It Wednesday here on WWIB, where we are family after 7:15 in the morning. And if nobody gets it, then the first clue after 7:45. Well, I learned over the weekend that somebody I used to live with, his family, Willie Lehner, had gone home to be with the Lord at the age of 65. I think he had died on Friday. And actually, he was at a movie theater where his brother Eric tried to wake him. He did. And then later, Willie fell back asleep and they couldn't wake him. And so I know one of the favorite, and I can remember not too long ago that he, multiple times he would call in, request a song, or sometimes he would take part in the contest. You remember maybe seeing him?
Yeah, I saw Willie at some of our Summer Smiles events and things like that the last couple of years.
Yeah, so certainly a longtime WIB listener and a great brother in the Lord who I know he loved the group Petra. One of the ways I know is that one of his kids is named Petra. She's a WIB listener as well. I love you, Lord. Petra on WIB.